In the day's other news, the unrest in China sent a shudder down Wall Street. Major stock indexes dropped 1.5% over fears of any global economic fallout. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost nearly 500 points to finish at 33,849. The Nasdaq fell close to 177 points. The S&P 500 slid 62. A white teenager pleaded guilty today to fatally shooting 10 black shoppers and workers at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. Peyton Gendron, who is 19, posted racist rants before the attack last May. After today's hearing, a son of one victim said the real problem is white supremacy.
This has not happened chance. This was all planned. This was intentional. I heard a lot about justice today. There is no justice unless we deal with that. There is no justice unless we deal with what facilitated this murder, these murders.
Gendron's plea on state charges means mandatory life in prison without parole. He could still face the death penalty on federal hate crimes charges. In Ukraine, officials are warning of another hard week with more Russian missile strikes against power and water systems. Kyiv's mayor says that some of the city's 3 million people might have to be evacuated. Meanwhile, Baltic and Nordic nations are pledging electric generators, warm clothes, and food to help Ukrainians cope. Iran today rejected a UN investigation of its crackdown on protests. That came as activists reported 450 protesters have died in 2 months of unrest, with more than 18,000 arrested. They include the niece of Ayatollah Khomeini, Iran's supreme leader. In a video made before her arrest, she urged the world to cut ties with Tehran.
O free people, be with us. And tell your governments to stop supporting this murderous and child-killing regime. This regime is not loyal to any of its religious principles.
The protest began after a young Kurdish woman died in police custody in Tehran back in September. Six European countries have taken down a so-called super cartel that controlled a third of the continent's cocaine trade. The operation resulted in dozens of arrests over 2 years. Spanish authorities today released video of the raids. They included seizing more than 30 tons of drugs and huge collections of luxury goods. Back in this country, more than 2 million people in Houston spent the day under boil water notice after a power outage at a water purification plant. The city's mayor said that testing will determine when the water is safe again.
I will say stuff does happen. It's unfortunate. A lot of people were impacted and are impacted. Certainly apologize for that. But we'll do a diagnostic review and work with all of our partners to assess the situation and to mitigate a future occurrence of this kind.
For now, Houston residents must boil water for cooking, bathing, and drinking. Schools are closed as well. This was a deadline day in Arizona for certifying the midterm election results, and at least one Republican-controlled county refused to do so. Vote counts have shown that Democrats are winning the state's major races. The GOP candidates for governor and secretary of state have refused to concede. And the world's largest volcano, Mauna Loa in Hawaii, is erupting for the first time in nearly 40 years. It started late Sunday. The night sky around the summit glowed as ominous red as lava and volcanic ash spewed out, posing a risk to several subdivisions. For now, the lava is contained, but the ash is disrupting flights into Hilo. Still to come on the NewsHour, Tamara Keith and Amy Walter look ahead to the lame duck session in Congress. Misinformation about COVID-19 sets back efforts to immunize children in the Democratic Republic of Congo, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.